Too Much Rock Podcast number 41. I am your host, Sid Souter. It's been a few weeks since you heard from me. I've been a busy man, work, but I missed you, and I hope the feeling is mutual. And I hoped I started to make amends for my absence with that first track there. That is Bigger Boss with by Ansel Collins. Originally released as a single in 1969, though I just picked that up on a compilation called Do the Reggae, Skinhead Reggae in the Spirit of 69, released February of this year on Trojan Records. What other label would release that? I don't know, but there you go. So far, that's a good compilation. Very, very narrow in its focus, so a lot of the tracks sound pretty similar. A lot of them are recorded with the same musicians in the same studio all in the same year, so yeah, there's going to be some similarity there. That's disc one. I've got disc two coming from you next week, but that track there, I'm really enjoying that one. I've got lots of music for you this week, and no more of it is skinhead reggae. That may be a good or bad thing. We'll decide later. This is a track from Martha. The song is called Lucy Shone a Light on You.
Hook!
Oh, I love that one. That is the Coat Hangers with the song Stasher. That's from the band's new album, Devil You Know, came out March 8th on Suicide Squeeze Records. That Atlanta band is on the road now. They played Kansas City about a week ago, put on a fantastic show. At least that's what I hear. I wouldn't know. I was at work. Before that, we heard from Martha from Pity Me Durham in the UK. The song was called Lucy Shone a Light on You, and it's on that new album, Love Keeps Kicking. Brand new album, just came out April 5th. On Dirt Nap Records. Both of those are things you're going to want to pick up. More music coming for you now. This is a Steve Adamick band. The song is called When I Was Gone. On August 9th, it's Sunday. Asking my heart to pass it on. I can never let another day alone. I left you hurt a strange way. If I tripped, I could have swallowed you were gone. I've been dreaming, but I can't keep moving on. Feel it every season. Lost it on the autobahn. I give you a little bit of local flavor there. That is Hip Shot Killer from Kansas City, Missouri. The song is called Places We Want to Be, and it's on the album All This Time Is Ours. Came out on April 30th on Locket Love Records. I know nothing about that label, but I know I was at the release show, picked up my copy, and it's on some beautiful vinyl there. Album is really good with some really good tracks on that. And we started that set off with Steve Adamick Band, the song When I Was Gone. That's on his album Paradise that came out on Dirt Nap Records March 15th, that Ottawa band there that I've never seen live. But this is like the third or fourth album I've picked up, and all of them are good. So we get lucky there. And that kind of brings us to how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, we're going to duck way back here, turn the dial to 1982, which is a pretty good year for music, and into a band called Wild Horses.
Oh,
Almost thematic there, wasn't it? We started things off with Wild Horses from Cleveland, Ohio, a track from 1982 called I'm Into Shoes, and that's the A-side of a two-song single. Came out on Generic Records. I think it's the only thing the band ever released, and not something I stumbled onto by myself. I'd like to say I found that in a crate and just gave it a shot, but someone tipped me off to that one, and I'm always good to go hunt down some skinny-tie power pop and new wave, and that one definitely fits the bill. Not sure about the Stones cover on the B-side, but that A-side's awfully nice. The next thing we played was the Brandon Phillips and the Condition song People Talk. That is the A-side of a single that comes out this weekend, April 12th, on Too Much Rock. Oh, hey, that's me. Fantastic single, if I have to say so myself. And the B-side, the Tommy Two-Tone cover, power pop perfection there. Anyway, I guess I need to wrap things up here, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 41. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, there's lots of things happening, and I'm not going to be around for any of them, but you're going to find Swerve Driver playing at the Liberty Hall on the 12th. Record Store Day, Brandon Phillips and the Condition are playing at the Mills, but there's a ton of bands playing that day, and at every record store in every city all over the country as well. On the 18th, Drugs and Addicts and Whiffs are playing the Mini Bar. They've got a new album coming out, and I'll feature that on next week's podcast. On the 20th, they're doing it again at the Replay. Looking into May, Pedro the Lion, Record Bar on the 1st. On the 2nd, Interpol is playing at the Midland. On the 6th, Pup is coming to the Granada. On the 9th, Deer Tick at Knuckleheads. On the 10th, Nico Case is at the Uptown, or Psychedelic Furs are at the Truman. Johnny Marr is coming to Voodoo Lounge on the 15th. I have never been to that club. Maybe that's the one that would get me there. Taco Cat coming to the Record Bar later in May. I really need to firm all that up once I get back into Kansas City, but that won't happen for some weeks, so podcast will be with this low fidelity sort of setup for a while. Look at the website. I do have photos and video up of that Deco Auto, Scruffy and the Janitors, El Jefe show. And then the also photos and video, I guess, up of the Emmeline Twist, Dentist, and Tuffy's show. Both of those happened since the last podcast happened. And I think I've even got more photos that I'll get around to and get up there for you at some point. Anyway, only one track left for you here. It's a track by American Football. They are back with their third album. And the track I'm going to play here is called Uncomfortably Numb. It features Hayley Williams on it. It's nice to have this band back. I'm not sure they're prototypical emo, as everyone seems to say, but Kate calls them Dreamo, and she thought maybe she coined that one. Turns out, not the case. But it is a very good record. It's a nice one to relax into, and I think that's what you're going to do here. So enjoy it. American Football with Uncomfortably Numb. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
The lesson.